This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, February 27th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today at, well, no surprise, Ukraine. Although maybe news that we didn't expect to see. House Republicans are now trying to stop the flow of tens of billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. On Friday, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia introduced a bill that would force an audit of the money being sent to Ukraine. This announcement came as the world marked the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. She introduced a resolution of inquiry, which is a method to formally request information from the executive branch of the government, meaning the White House. She called for she called Biden so disconnected with what the American people want that they are literally going to lead us into World War III, end quote. Which, if you've been watching this program for some time, you know we've essentially been saying the same thing. Meanwhile, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, close ally of Green, submitted a Ukraine fatigue bill. This was back on February 6th, formally calling for an end to the U.S. providing aid to Ukraine. And that bill was signed by more than 10 other GOP members of the House, including Green and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, all three in the picture behind me here, and again, all three allied conservatives in the House of Representatives. The problem here is that Republican leadership in the House is still made up of hawks, those who believe that we need to keep sending Ukraine everything it needs to fight Russia. They've been generally supportive of Biden's aid packages, which now total about $113 billion, $46 billion, more than $46 billion, in the form of direct military aid, which is 15 times more military assistance than the United States gave to any other country on Earth last year, number two being Israel at about $3 billion. This, the only complaint that House Republicans and Senate Republicans have raised to this point, the leadership anyway, is that we don't want to give Ukraine a blank check. In other words, keep on fighting. We're just going to file this formal protest that's not really a protest so that if Ukraine somehow manages to win, Republicans can say they were responsible or at least take partial credit. Whereas if things go badly, they can say, see, we told you no blank check. But Representatives Green, Gaetz and Boebert leading the charge and trying to put a stop to this. As we are seeing now, reports quietly filtering out over the last few weeks, and again, over the weekend, politicians in Western Europe are beginning to realize and say so publicly that Ukraine is not going to defeat Russia, that they cannot afford to continue supporting Ukraine in the fight. Ukraine will not recover the Crimean Peninsula, and there needs to be a path towards a negotiated solution. Regardless of where you fall on this, as to who's, let's set all that aside. The bottom line, and the thing we can all agree on, is that it's the Ukrainian people who are paying the heaviest price here. Topic number 4, not a conspiracy anymore. U.S. Department of Energy has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely began with a lab leak. I'm laughing because Sharon and I said this on our Sci-Friday program 3 years ago and immediately got yanked, that program anyway, yanked off YouTube, yanked off Vimeo and other social media sites for saying, and the sites that we cited, the news sites that we cited, like Zero Hedge, that had made that connection and put together the evidence, also got kicked off social media sites like Twitter for making that claim. But now the US DOE says, no, it's the most likely conclusion based on new intelligence. No, it's the political calculus, which is essentially, which way is the wind blowing? Ah, we don't like President Xi and the Chinese Communist Party right now. Okay, let's blame them. The Wall Street Journal reported on this new assessment over the weekend. Senior U.S. intelligence official cited by the Journal said that the update was in light of new intelligence, further study of academic literature, and in consultation with experts outside government. Again, there were alternative media sites, including this one, that were saying this very thing 3 years ago. Topic number 3, East Palestine. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered shipments of hazardous waste out of East Palestine, Ohio, the site of that tragic and deadly train derailment, or potentially deadly anyway, hazardous chemicals on board the train that were then set on fire by Norfolk Southern Railroad. EPA Regional Administrator Deborah Shore said over the weekend that they've stopped shipments of that hazardous material from the site. Now, they didn't stop it. They're just saying we've paused the transportation of waste products from the site until federal officials can review the routes and the disposal facilities. This announcement came days after the EPA announced it was assuming control of the cleanup efforts. This happened back on February 4th. Why wasn't the EPA involved in this right from the get-go? And the Transportation Department. It took Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, 20 days to get there to take a look at the situation. I mean, even just for an optics standpoint, people in East Palestine, Ohio, and the surrounding areas would like to know that the government is actually taking them seriously. Anyway, hazardous chemicals dumped into the soil, air, and water have prompted health and safety concerns. As we told you, people in the area reporting mysterious illnesses, farmers in the area reporting unexplained animal deaths, and more. But Shore, the EPA regional administrator, Deborah Shore, saying that removal of the material would resume very soon. Topic number two, zombie apocalypse. This is something I've been aware of for a while, and it is now spreading across the country. This is a growing human tragedy that is being caused by a drug called Tranq, T-R-A-N-Q, Tranq, short for tranquilizer. Xylazine is the drug's official name. It is spreading from Philadelphia to other major cities across the United States. It's called Tranq because it is, in fact, an animal tranquilizer, but it is not approved for use in humans. The substance appeared first in Philadelphia. It has migrated west and north. New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles now reporting Tranq on their streets. It is a non-opioid, again, not safe for humans. And those who overdose on it, if they're responded to by EMTs, because it's not an opioid, the victims do not respond to naloxone or Narcan, which is the overdose reversal treatment. It causes sedative-like symptoms, xylazine that is, or Tranq, excessive sleepiness, respiratory depression, as well as opening raw wounds in the skin that can fester like the wounds that one sees on zombies, in zombie movies and television shows. And they behave like zombies. The person on the right in the screen there, walking with her head essentially gazing at the vicinity of her navel. I've seen video from Philadelphia, the Kensington neighborhood in particular. I used to live in Philadelphia back in 1986 and 87, and it was shocking. I mean, Philadelphia has had problems for a while, but I mean, this was shocking to see people walking around in a zombie-like state, clearly unaware of their surroundings, and people just walking past them like nothing was going on. Honestly, and I'm telling you truthfully, I thought that the series of videos that I saw showing people under the influence of Tranq were a viral marketing campaign for a new horror film. Zombies are all the rage, The Walking Dead, and so on. It turns out this is the reality in Philadelphia. In 2021, 90% of the samples of drugs found on the streets of Philadelphia were cut with Tranq. And now we're seeing it in New York City, 25% of drug samples there, and it's showing up in San Francisco and Los Angeles as well. Our country is rotting from the inside out, and one has to wonder if there is a state actor such as perhaps China, where a lot of the fentanyl on our streets is coming from, responsible for this, weakening us from the inside out by turning our young people into zombies, literal zombies. I don't know what the answer is to this problem, other than prayer. I mean, how do you fix people who are so addicted that, according to one expert, whereas we wake up and our bodies tell us, I need to breathe, I need to eat, I need to drink water. The people on Tranq, fentanyl, other drugs, also their bodies telling them, I need the drug. Coming up, a good news story. Give life a chance. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO. UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them, and for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, life and love finds a way. A good news story. Little boy in Scotland, Jamie Moore, was given a 10% chance of survival. He was born weighing just 1 pound, 8 ounces. 1 pound, 8. Not only is he still alive today at age 4, he is a genius, a math prodigy. Jamie's mom was told that her placenta stopped working at about 20 weeks, the baby no longer getting nutrients to grow. Doctors warned Lorraine Moore that fetus would not survive if brought to term, so he was delivered prematurely at 28 weeks, despite only a 10% chance of survival. Today, he's being called a prodigy. He can do math, or if you're in the UK, it's maths, plural, in 6 different languages. Speaking 6 different languages is enough, but doing mathematics in 6 different languages at the age of 4, according to experts, he rivals 10-year-olds in his ability to do equations and is now doing fractions and percentages at the age of 4. I bring you this story because in many parts of the world right now, women would be advised to just terminate the pregnancy. Only a 10% chance of survival. Preemies have all of these potential problems. You don't want to deal with that, do you? Thankfully for Jamie, his mother did. Love and life finds a way. Still time to take advantage of our special thank you offer during the month of February. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount, today or tomorrow, we'll send you a copy of the excellent book by John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. We depend on your support to do what we do here and at Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or use the QR code. Scan the QR code that you see here on your screen. This week on SkyWatch TV, we continue the fascinating discussion with L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Joy Anderson on the startling supernatural connections between the UFO phenomenon, the alien abduction, alien abduction phenomenon, and sleep paralysis, night terrors. They are connected. And knowing how they're connected and how you can make these phenomena stop is valuable information. This is Spiritual Warfare 101. Don't miss these programs. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the easy thing to do is to just go to our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is there. You can also watch our programs on our YouTube and Rumble channels. Address is right here. And you can get our, best of all, just get our app for Roku or Apple TV that brings the programs right to your television set on your schedule, or you can take us with you, your smartphone or tablet, with the free SkyWatch TV app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Get you all of our video content, a calendar of upcoming events, and more. Oh yes, important news that the mainstream media hopes you'll miss, updated 3 times a week. Again, it's free, and we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.